Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Leo?
Morning, hi, Leo.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man. I appreciate you taking time out and call the show. We don't get a lot of gentlemen calling the show. This is your girlfriend, correct?
Yeah.
All right, Leo. Well, what's going on? What's happening with your girlfriend?
Well, we got together while she was, like, in the middle of a divorce from her. They're divorced now. We had to keep our relationship a secret for, like, 3 months.
Okay.
Now that it's, like, over, I mean, I thought things, like, might be better, but it's just kind of weird. We usually see each other, like, a few times a week, but she won't respond to any texts or phone calls. I only hear when she reaches out to me, you know, to hang out or come over or hook up or whatever.
What do you mean? Like, if you text her, like, hey, what are you up to? Or, hey, what you doing? Just thinking about you. She won't respond?
No, not at all. Unless she is looking to meet up with me.
That's weird. And maybe she's just busy during the day. Some people just don't text back and forth.
Maybe you're just a booty call. Listen, if she's just hitting you when she needs something, hello.
No.
Not such a bad thing.
But I would assume, though, you've been together for 5 months. You've obviously made it official with her. Right. So this is not just a booty call, right?
I mean, I've been trying to respect her space, you know, and not, like, really push her that much. Even all my friends are on my back, like, saying she's playing me. They're the ones, actually, that told me to do the staycation thing.
Is she officially divorced with her husband? Is that all final?
Yes.
It is fine. Okay.
Oh, okay.
From what she's told you.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Do you know much about...
I haven't checked the paperwork, to be honest.
Do you know much about why they got a divorce?
I think it just didn't work out. I don't know. I'm sure there's a bunch of reasons.
Right. I went through a divorce myself years ago, and that was my situation. It was not one thing. It just didn't work out. I feel like, I don't want to put this out there, or will it? I just feel like you're the side dude. I feel like maybe...
I mean...
If she's not responding to his text messages, and he only sees her when she texts him or wants to see him, that's like a side chick for a guy.
There's no question that that's weird, but I think that, Leo, you really pointed out something that's amazing there, is that she's going through this really new phase of her life right now, and that has to be different. I don't know what that's like to go through a divorce. I'm sure she's going through a lot right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm priority in any way.
Right. She sounds like she's going through a lot of sheets.
Don't worry about what sheets she's going through.
I'm just saying, if he thinks he's cheating,
she just needs to be honest with this guy, Leo, right, and we'll go from there.
He sounds like side biscuit. All sometimes right. You risk it, you get side biscuit.
Okay,
I'm thinking you're just maybe a side. You just got to brace yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, we got to get her number from you. We're going to call her up, offer a free romantic hotel stay. We'll ask her that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
We hopefully she says your name, okay, Leo?
I hope so.
Yeah, if not, then she has some explaining to do. Do you know what her ex-husband's name is?
Peter?
Peter or Pete? Okay. Hopefully she doesn't say that name, you know.
Crossing my fingers for you, Leo.
It's just going to be Leo. I'm crossing my fingers, too.
Okay. Hopefully she's not getting...
Nope. What? Nope. We're not talking about Elvis. We're not talking about business.
Right,
we're not talking about Masada.
I wasn't even going to say any of those things. I was going to say, hopefully she's not trying to get that other Peter. That's why I was going to say that.
Why didn't we catch that?
I don't know.
You...
Thought you guys
whatever,
knew me.
Okay. It's a staycation setup with a morning mess.
Okay, so we're back with a staycation setup. We talked to Leo, man. I mean, this guy has every right to think that his lady might be cheating on him. Because Leo, I mean, every time you text her, she never responds. The only time you really hear from her, and you've been dating for 5 months, is when she texts you or wants to see you.
I mean, I never thought of it this way, but you guys mentioned I might be the side person.
I mean, that's a kind of a definition of a side chick. You got to kind of wait for the guy to reach out to you when he's not spending time with his lady.
Well,
right? I'm just saying.
How do you know, Joey?
I might have been the side chick at one point. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I know how you're feeling right now,
well,
Leo.
You gave us Amanda's information, so we're going to call her up, offer her that free romantic stay, and hopefully she's going to say your name, okay?
Okay, hopefully.
Okay, crossing my fingers.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Amanda?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Amanda. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really awesome news for you. So you've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay here in our penthouse suite.
I didn't sign up for anything or want to do any timeshares or anything like that, so I'm cool. Thanks.
Oh, ma'am, I do want to assure you there's no timeshares with this. It's just a free weekend stay here. We're a new establishment in the Valley, and we're just trying to build our presence online, offering some free staycations, and you happen to be our grand prize winner.
I have to get to work. You know, I don't really have time.
Oh, and I want to be respectful of your time. I do want you to know this is completely free of charge for you. We're just going to ask for a review of your experience, and I only have a few simple questions for us to get the reservation started. So I promise it won't take too much of your time.
I mean, if that's really all it is.
Perfect, and I appreciate that. So with this romantic weekend stay, we've got a couple of really cool amenities. Our first one is that we're going to leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I can put something generic on there, or if you have something specific, I can jot that down whenever you're ready.
Could it say, "Our love is infinite"?
I've got that written down. Now, my second question for you, ma'am, is who would you like to bring on your free romantic weekend stay?
It will be Peter.
That's your ex.
Hello?
You picked your ex?
Hey, Amanda.
What's going on?
Hey, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now. It's the Morning Mess.
What?
Yeah, your boyfriend gave us a call, and he thought you might still be seeing your ex, and obviously you are. Well, I don't even know if it's an ex. Are you still married?
Yeah, is that divorce?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, are you even divorced?
Why would you do this? Oh, my God.
Honestly, all my friends told me that.
What the hell is going on?
Well, what the hell? Are you divorced or not? Answer the question.
What is it?
I didn't really go through with a divorce.
Oh.
Whoa.
Why not?
But I'm sorry, Leo. I really like you, but I love my husband. And it's, you know, marriage is a full commitment, and I just couldn't do it.
5 months? You didn't let me know in 5 months?
Well, I was getting a divorce, but then at the last minute, it changed. I mean, I was telling you the truth at the beginning.
The last minute was 2 months ago.
What was your train of thought with this?
I saw that there was something out there. Leo's great, but my husband's just my husband, and I realized that I should give it a try, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. Is
cheating on your husband?
I didn't think of it in that way.
How do you not think of it as cheating?
It's complicated when it's your actual emotions. In Leo's so great in many different ways.
What, in the bed or
different?
Let me go ahead and just
too.
Leo, now here's the thing. Now, this is a conversation that should have happened months ago. Leo, will you still date her if she's still married?
No, not a chance.
Not a chance.
I mean, she shouldn't be dating anybody.
What else is she lying about?
Oh, true that. That's a really good point.
You made me look like an idiot. All my friends were right about you, which I can't even fathom because how I didn't see it. And they did. Like, pisses me off even more.
I didn't think I was really lying to you. I thought you kind of knew what was going on without having to, like, write it all out for you. I only called you every once in a while. We wouldn't, like, really talk in between. You never met any of my friends or family. I mean,
so he was a jump off. He was a side chick, basically, is what you're saying.
I mean, if that's what the definition is, I guess so.
I mean, I guess I understand to a certain degree. You guys were separated at some point, so Leo was a priority. Nonetheless, it's still wrong.
I'm sick of listening to any of her.
You should call her husband. Let her know what's going on.
That's messy, Joey. No.
I'm here for the mess.
No.
I mean, because he doesn't know, does he?
Yeah, does your husband know you were seeing someone while you guys were separated?
I hope not.
Oh, my God. I hope he's listening right now.
Wait a minute. So nobody knew what was happening?
Guys, I'm not here to make matters worse. Just let me get you these counseling services, and you guys can go from there.
I'm team her husband. I hope he's listening right now, my man.
Nobody's perfect. I'm sure you all got that you don't want on the air either, including Leo and everybody else. So I don't understand why my gets put up on the air.
What zodiac sign are you, by the way?
I'm a Gemini.
There you go. See, I knew it. Geminis do Leos wrong all the time, man. Okay. You Geminis, boy.
Well,
ooh-wee.
We got the answers that Leo wanted.
My poor
and
Leo.
Let me go ahead and get you guys these counseling services and go from here.
Damn Geminis, man.
A whole mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.